Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. I was just listening to you guys on the radio, and I've just actually come through past Chamberlain. And I can say, just from going through it, there was a semi jackknifed on the kind of way up to Saskatoon from Chamberlain.
Right.
And it's really dicey as between Aylesbury and just past Bethune.
Yeah. Okay. Well, be careful, man. Are you going to Saskatoon?
I'm actually coming down from Saskatoon because I'm 48 and I'm coming down for the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, good for you. All right. Hey, have fun waiting in line, bud.
Yeah, be safe.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, get the vaccine in you. Whatever, man.
Yeah, it's a surprise. A Saskatoonian coming to Regina.
Well, whatever.
To get the vaccine.
It's another person vaccinated.
Hey, buddy. Hey, we got the stadium and vaccines.
Yeah, well, they have vaccines too. But I guess not.
Well, apparently not as readily.
Nah, it's fine.
Cool. Stealing our vaccines.
Cool, man.
Anyway, no, B, have a safe trip, man. We don't want you to rush to get the vaccine and end up in the ditch.
Yeah, yeah. Drive safe, man. We appreciate it.
This is. I don't like this weather.
Duh.
No, but I don't. I shoveled yesterday.
You did?
I did. No, I had to.
The funny thing is I got a report that you did.
You got a report?
Yeah,
that
I have
did.
A friend who lives out in White City who told me they drove by your house and saw that you had shoveled.
I was shoveling, I was shoveling. It was heavy heart attack snow. Mm-hmm. I just decided not to go to the gym. That's like doing your kind of like, that's right. Had a protein shake and then went out and shoveled. It's all good.
I actually shoveled. I did the bare minimum. I was such a chud. I shoveled the little pathway down my stairs, my front stairs, down the front sidewalk, and then the actual walking sidewalk for all the people that were out crazy walking yesterday.
I do it partly because of I'm a little anal that way, and secondly because I don't like the way the snow builds up on my fenders.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that.
Do you?
Oh, man. Dude.
You like kicking it off? Is that your bubble wrap?
Oh. It is therapeutic.
It is kind of good.
This morning I got up.
Yeah.
And actually I got here to work and I looked at my fenders. I was like, oh boy. And I gave them a good kick.
You know.
And they came off in one piece and it was just like, it's like taking that scoop of peanut butter, the first peanut butter out of the jar.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh,
you got to watch though. You don't kick too hard because you could wreck something.
I've got super strength too, right?
I know, you gotta watch.
Kick the rust off my vehicle.
What's you just described half my life. What's therapeutic for me is in that same area is when you take your car to the car wash and you're washing the car, but you get right in the wheels and all the dirt comes out of the wheels.
Such a good feeling.
Isn't it?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Funny when I pulled out of the Tim Hortons there in White City where it shares the building with the Esso. There are trucks still sitting there. Mm-hmm. I thought, I wonder what it'd be like to sleep in a trucker's bunk.
I've done it.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that like?
Well, I was a lot lizard is what they call them years ago. No, I'm kidding. It was one of my buddies had a truck and I went on a long haul with him one summer and it's weird. But it's kind of like a camper. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And actually it's pretty nice. Some of them are really,
how often
really
they change
nice.
The sheets, you think?
Well, he was a clean guy, so quite often, but I'm sure there are others that aren't. Yeah, I would not want to.
God, I just can't imagine. Honestly, I've got a lot of respect for those people.
For truck,
because they're hauling
especially
our goods and
now.
Services. They put up with idiots like me driving and with the highways and everything like that. And I've done a long haul, too, with a friend. He drove me back and forth when I went to college in Calgary. He had to run to Regina.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, that's not long haul. That's one day.
Well, whatever. It was a long haul. For me, 8 hours, and we left in the middle of the night. Like it was a middle of the night run. Gotcha, you know what I mean? I was staying up.
Did you talk on the radio?
What?
No.
I told you that. He was a typical. He was a stereotypical. What I would in my mind envision a trucker to be. He had the studded leather watch,
mesh hat.
Didn't have a mesh hat. He
mustache.
Mustache smoked, and
a sleeveless shirt.
No, he didn't have a sleeveless shirt.
Cut off jorts.
No jeans. But he.
What was this guy? A lawyer?
We were just listening to like the Rhinestone Cowboy and all those old country songs.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We both have kids and pets. You have more than one pet, and your kids are one's 12 and yeah. two are younger.
Yeah.
One really can't make any stains yet. She can.
Oh, yeah, she can.
Well, yeah, but not intentional.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Yeah, so, cash is a little destructive.
Yeah, so here we go. They asked a lot of people in North America about having kids and pets, and it really shapes how you buy things. Over half of them said they wait till they're older to buy nice things like furniture and stuff. You can't have anything nice with kids or pets because it gets stained or ruined. Would you agree?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, we don't buy nice things.
Most of the stains are like food stains.
Yeah.
Pen marks.
Right.
Or like marker or crayon. And then you've got the greasy hands. That's why you get leather. Because you can wipe leather off.
But what kills me is we've got... So we just bought this new SUV not too long ago.
Yeah.
And it's a nice SUV. It's like one of the nice. Yep. It's the nicest vehicle I've ever bought myself.
Yeah, it's a nice vehicle.
And yeah, now that we have it, I mean, Cash has to get up in the car seat himself. So when he does that, he steps his muddy boots on the seat to get it. It just drives me nuts. No. And I'm just like, there's nothing I can do about it. I just got to let him do it because if I argue it.
Yeah.
It's just a thing.
You can't have nice things. You really can't have nice things.
Well, and the dog. Yeah. The dog is, you know, big and. Sheds everywhere, and
I love our dog because he's small. You don't even consider him a dog, but anyway, he doesn't shed.
Yeah.
But when that dog passes away, whenever that is, 3-4 years from now, that's it. No more.
That's what I've told myself too. No more. But I know it's not going to be like that. I can already tell. Like I love having a dog around. Like I love having.
I've never owned a cat. Do cats cause a lot of damage more than dogs?
They can. Yeah.
More than dogs.
Well, they scratch, right? And they also.
But you get them a post, don't you? They don't scratch your furniture.
When a cat does it, you know there's intention.
Like they're pissed off. They want attention.
Yeah, yeah. When a dog does it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the dog is just, you know, it's the silly, goofy dog that accidentally did it.
Well, our dog gets pissed off. One day, he literally lifted his leg and peed on the baseboard because he was mad because I wouldn't take him out for a walk. Like, they get pissed off, too.
Well, they'll do that when they're thrown off. Yeah, but our cat will chew through cords. She'll chew through electrical cords when we're not paying attention to her.
Really?
Or in the middle of the night, she'll be chewing on shower curtains, and you can hear it. And you go, the hell is that? I know, man.
How dumb are we that we actually let animals in our home?
Well, children are animals, too. But I can't even have my records lying
around. Yeah, but your dog's not going to wipe your ass in 25, 30 years.
Well, if you train the dog right.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
I love this woman's thought process. Like, did she really think no one would find... that they misplaced $1.2 million. She's a lady in New Orleans. She checked her Charles Schwab investment account in February and found $1.2 million in there that shouldn't be there. They meant to deposit $82, but put in $1.2 million by mistake. A little, what we like to call in the business, clerical error.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, she works for the sheriff's department. So she probably should have known to report it, but she didn't. Instead, she quickly transferred all of the money into a different account and used it to buy a house and a car. Now, the car was a Hyundai Genesis, which is...
Well, that's a nice car.
That's a nice vehicle, but I mean, $1.2 million.
You could have gone a little crazier.
Yeah, yeah, anyway.
But again, you don't want to give it away. You don't want to go out and buy a McLaren.
That's true. Anyway, Charles Schwab did figure it out.
Yeah, of course he did.
She kept dodging them and ignoring their phone calls and messages. Finally, the police got involved. She got arrested.
I want to defend the lady a little bit here.
Okay, why is that?
Because there is a little bit to the finders, keepers, losers, weepers rule here that never gets applied. Should they not have to pay some sort of penalty for messing up like that? Like, everybody gets off free when they make a big... They put $1.2 million into the wrong account. Should they not have some sort of consequence for
that? Well, I'm sure somebody got fired at that end.
Well, yeah, but also it's like you put it into the account. I think we should put in place some sort of law that says they should be able to keep 25%.
So if I find your wallet on the ground and you lost it by mistake, I get to take money out?
25%?
No way.
Finders, keepers.
If you had $1,000 in your wallet, I get to take $250?
Sure. Yeah.
You'd be happy with that.
No, I wouldn't be, but that's also on me for being dumb enough to keep $1,000 cash in my wallet and then lose my wallet.
What's cash?
Yeah, well, I know. But there should be some sort of consequence for these people that just lose their money.
Okay, so do I.
That's their fault. They put the money in her account.
Now, this is at a much lesser scale, and I'm going to admit this on the air. This happened to me at the grocery store, as it happens all the time. So I'm ringing through my groceries, and I somehow, you know how that child seat, it kind of flips down?
Yeah.
Underneath somehow, it was a thing of cantaloupe, little container, and I never got charged for it. I walked down, and it was...
And you didn't realize until you went to load it into the vehicle.
Yeah, and I could have easily walked back in and said, hey, but I didn't.
Finders
I took
keepers.
It
that's
Is that
fault.
Fine? That's
it's
fine?
Their fault. They should have rang it through. You had no intention on
hiding
it.
I didn't intend to steal it, but I knew that it was wrong. Yeah,
it's a little bingo in life for you right there. I get that.
Tell you what, I felt good.
Yeah, you should.
In fact, I devoured it before I left the parking lot, so the evidence was gone.
Make sure you do that. Yeah. But again, don't lose your crap, and then it won't be a problem.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Forget Nick Walenda walking across Niagara Falls or a volcano.
Yeah.
Forget that.
Okay.
This is where the real rubber meets the road. I've been training for this, Chad, since I've been 5. I have a Kool-Aid jammer. Great. Okay?
Yeah.
In honor of the Olympics coming up. So I'm going to set the Guinness Book of World's Record, which is 16.6 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And what it entails is I take this straw, which is attached in plastic to the jammer.
Right.
I have to pop the straw off, find the hole, put it in the hole.
That's what she said.
Suck it dry before the time runs out.
Okay, so 16, what is it?
16.6 seconds. Now, an added element to this is I'm a type 2 diabetic that just started insulin, Chad. So I am literally putting my life on the line here.
You know, I'm really happy there's plexiglass between us to protect me from any splashing.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm happy about this now.
By the way, you can't buy these one at a time. I bought them in bulk, and I'm going to turn them over to your son, Cash. That's my gift to you, Chad.
Thank you for the sugar rush.
Sugar rush, yeah. Here we go.
I appreciate that.
So, got the timer ready?
On my count. So the regulation is it must be on the counter.
Which it is. You're filming this.
Yeah.
All filmed.
On the counter.
Yeah.
You will grab it. You will take the straw off of the package.
Mm-hmm.
You will take it out of the plastic. You will stab the jammer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will drink it within 16.8 seconds.
So here's a question. I want your tip here. How do you think I should do this? Because I've consumed many of these, but I've never done a time. Like, I've never practiced this.
Yeah.
I
would suggest...
Mm-hmm.
You take the straw out of the jammer.
Right.
Then you jam it onto the counter just to expose the pointy part. Don't slam it too hard because I've got cameras.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Then I would stab it and then remove plastic from the straw. From the back end of the straw. Do you understand?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I just don't know how that'll...
I think you can do it.
Okay, here we go.
Ready?
Yeah.
On my count. Three. When I say go, by the way.
Yeah,
3, 2, 1... Go. We're at 1 second in. He's fumbling with the straw, and the jammer has fallen down. Oh, but he's stabbing it pretty quick. Okay, we're 7 seconds in. Oh, wait. Oh, he's fumbling on the stab. Okay, you got 5 seconds. We're at 13, 14, 15, 16. You've lost. You've lost. Are you even done?
No.
Oh, what a failure. Complete failure.
I can't try it again either.
It's been a while since you've had a Kool-Aid jammer.
No wonder I have diabetes.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
A lot of people are getting in line for the vaccines. We heard of a dude earlier in the show driving down from Saskatoon. He's 48. So now we know there's things like Spotify out there. There's no getting around it.
Sure.
And if you're waiting in line, you want to listen to the Wolf Morning Show and our music. But if we're not on the air and you're just in line late, then okay, whatever. But here's the deal. Spotify's come out with vaccine songs you should, a playlist you should listen to. Some of them are good. Shot in the Dark.
Makes sense.
AC/DC.
Or Ozzy.
Yes.
I prefer Ozzy Shot in the Dark.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good one. Hit Me with Your Best Shot, Pat Benatar.
Okay.
Here Comes the Sun, the Beatles.
Because, it's you're coming into the light.
I don't get this one.
Get
Jolene from Dolly Parton. Jolene, Joe. I don't get that one. Do you?
Let me think. Nope. Oh, I know why. Because Dolly Parton funded the vaccines.
Oh, that's right. Good point. Yeah. Big Shot, Billy Joel. Big Shot. Got it. That's a good one.
Yeah, you know what? One of the worst Billy Joel songs, but that's okay.
And this one here, I mean, come on. Who doesn't like the Pointer Sisters? I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, so what would you listen to? I know what I'd listen to. All of the Chad and Ballsy Daily podcast.
Yeah, that's probably what that's I would listen to. Which is on Spotify, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can give that a listen there. Yeah. I don't know. I think I would just listen to myself gently sob in happiness.
I am hearing, though, that the lines... Because you know me, I hate lines. Uh-huh. And if I do decide to go get this thing, I'm hearing that
If I do decide, okay.
Well, I'm not... I don't know if I'm going to do it or not.
I'm going to.
Okay, fine. But I'm hearing the line.
Give me your ID. I'll go sit in line.
Get two shots at once or what?
Well, no. I'll just get ahead.
Oh, you want it? Because I could go today if I wanted to.
Then go.
Well, I don't want to, maybe.
Give me your ID then. Yeah, I will go.
Because I want
the vaccine.
This comes with a risk. This is riskier than the shot. You want my ID?
That's true. Maybe I don't want to get caught with that.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So, McLean's magazine, they love to trash Regina. They usually put us on fair enough, when we're talking crime, we're not the best. Okay? We've got problems with crime. We know that. Mm-hmm. But they love to point it out. This time, McLean's magazine is actually saying something nice about Regina. They've listed the best communities to live in Canada.
Uh-huh.
And Regina ranks 17th. Which that's, isn't bad.
What's the best community? Did you see on the list?
The best community is Halifax.
Yeah, okay. Never been. I'd like to go.
How they rank them here, they've actually ranked it a little, I guess, uniquely.
Okay.
They've ranked it on property tax, annual days above 20 degrees Celsius, crime severity, which hits us pretty hard. That's the reason
getting
why
getting better, though, I think.
Yeah. Doctor's offices per 100,000 residents. And household members able to work on a single internet connection, because a lot of people are going to be working from home. Yeah. So that's how they're ranking this. Mm-hmm. Honestly, there are going to be a lot of opportunities for people to move to whatever city they want and work out of wherever they want. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why they put out this list. But we do pretty well on the internet thing. In fact, that's kind of what's launched us ahead of other cities, is our internet is apparently very good. Not here in this building.
Thank God they weren't here this morning.
Not in this building. And even in my home, it seems to struggle somewhat, but I guess we're better than a lot of other people. Unfortunately, as you know, things are, we usually rank ourselves against Saskatoon. We see where they sit. They are number 14 on the list.
Oh, so
they
get better
three
internet?
Spots ahead of us.
They got better internet or
they
what?
They better internet. Uh-huh. More doctor's offices, and their crime severity is a little bit better. However, we do have more days above 20 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, so I take that any day of the week.
We have, on average, 3 more days a year above 20
degrees
Celsius.
I mean, who would want more shirtless Ballsy?
Yeah, but don't tell them that. That's not going to help.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Got this message on socials. Keep it anonymous.
Yeah.
I'm recently divorced at 39. It's a woman. And I'm a pretty good human, and I just started online dating, and it's awful so far. I thought these morons only existed on TV, like The Bachelor. Huh. I'm really getting frustrated, and I'm wondering, has anyone hit the jackpot online dating?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I know friends that have married, actually, and they met online. I've seen that multiple times.
Saw one here from Dave. Dave said, I was hanging out with a girl in college. I went away on spring break. When I came back, she was chatting with the guy online that she eventually married. So,
well, douchebags. Hey, like, lots of douchebags in online dating, as there are in... And treat it like a bar. When you go...
An online bar?
Treat it like a nightclub. Mm. When you go to a nightclub, ladies, what's the percentage of douchebags to nice guys? Like, I'm going to say, what, 9-1?
Yeah.
Probably.
8-2.
The intentions are not the greatest.
If you consider yourself a good person,
yeah,
there's got to be one of you in the bar somewhere there.
And chances are, if you consider yourself, yeah, well, you'd hope.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're a decent person, like, if you think you're a decent person and aren't going to be, like, a creep, then there's got to be somebody like you in the bar. Don't you think?
But isn't Bumble, like, isn't that an app that she could go on where the ladies contact the men?
I don't know.
So it's less creepy?
Yeah, I guess. I would think in today's day and age, Zoom dating is the way to go right now. Because you can't go out with anybody. right? We're locked. We're kind of locked down. We're restricted. Right. So maybe you zoom them a few, three, four, five times. You can kind of get it. You can't get. You can't see their plays because they can always coerce where they put the screen. But you
can't see their deep freeze either.
Or the fact that they're wearing pants or not wear their hands.
But you
know what I mean? Like, you kind of gauge it, and it's there's no real buy-in factor.
I find everything goes better when you realize we live in a cesspool. Everything is a cesspool. Online dating, cesspool. Go to a bar to pick somebody up, cesspool. It's all bad. It's all bad.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.